This is London. For years, England has been world-renowned for its pageantry, its traditions, its old-world charm. But now, in 1965, comes a new sound, a sound that has swept the four corners of the globe.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so.
Yes, the Liverpool sound, the sound of today's swinging UK, the sound the whole world wants to hear. And this is the only radio station that brings you the true blue sounds of England 1965. Swinging UK brings you the sounds and the scene of Tin Pan Alley, London West One, as it happens. And the man with all the gen, John Benson.
Thank you very much, and this is John Benson about to bring you the top scene, the pop scene, the news as it is in Charing Cross Road, London, W1. We're about to bring you, for the next hour, the top 20 British records as they stand in the London charts this week, which will include, of course, one or two American numbers too. We'll keep you posted with those as we go along, but we're going to play you the top English ones in just a minute.
Wonderful Radio London.
And number 26 on the London charts this week is those Kinky Kinks from London Town. You want to know what kinky means in English? Well, we'll tell you after you've heard number 26, All of the Day and All of the Night. Number 26 in the London charts, the Kinks with All of the Day and All of the Night. And I'll tell you what kinky means in English. It means you're a little bit strange, a little bit odd. So if you're nutty over there, you're kinky in England. Okay, and here's a little more, Jen. One of the Kinks just got married. The leader, in fact, Ray Davis. He's age 19. He just got married a couple of weeks ago, and one of the members of the group was the best man. Another bit of Jen, they're going to be on Shindig in the States quite soon. You see, All the Jen comes from this show.
They begin with the beans, coffee beans, coffee beans, coffee beans.
When they're making Maxwell House,
they take the fresh coffee beans, only fresh coffee beans,
to make wonderful Maxwell House. Look inside the jar, it's a rich, fresh brown, 'cause there's coffee pot freshness all the way down.
Yes, there's coffee pot freshness in every cup of Maxwell House.
Yeah, I could do with the drop too, actually, because it's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock here in London Town, just about coffee time. And they say the temperature outside is 29, which is 3 degrees below. A little bit chilly in anybody's language. This is number 25 in the London charts coming up now. It could be the start of something big, because it's the return of the big band sounds, the sounds orchestral. Sounds Orchestral, number 25 in the London charts. Cast your fate to the wind. And by the way, cast your fate with us right now, right here.
Wonderful Radio London.
Yes, this is the station that brings you all the gin from the London scene. The head to the top of the charts with a little number called Walk Away.
Walk away, please go, before you throw your life away. A life that I could share for just a day. We should have met some years ago. For your sake I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live.
Ex-London bus driver Matt Monroe with Walk Away. And they tell me now he drives a Jaguar, and if he makes any more records like this, I shouldn't be surprised if he drives one or two more. He's known in this business over here as Mr. Quality. Any more records like this, well, you'll know the reason why.
Don't forget my fruit gums, Mum. I just love those fruit gums, Mum. Thruppence buys a tube of fruit gums, gums that last all day. Bring me home some fruit gums, Mum. All my pals like fruit gums, Mum. Roundtree's fruit gums last the longest. That's why we all say, don't forget the fruit gums, Mum.
You just do that. You remember those fruit gums. And remember, too, the station you're listening to, the station that you have to write to if you want to know anything about the English scene. This is the one.
Wonderful Radio London.
Have you heard that number 22 is Julie Rogers, one of the few ladies in the charts, in the English charts at the moment, lovely Julie Rogers, singing a number called Like a Child.
Like a child, I need love and tender care. Like a child, need you with me everywhere. Like a child, I can't stand pain. If you said goodbye.
Lovely Julie Rogers. What a pity this isn't television, because she's absolutely gorgeous. She's often on TV over here. Julie Rogers, Like a Child. She used to be a band singer. No. B-A-N-D singer. Hey, listen to this, too. No, it's not the tea time tea trolley. It's the chime time. The chime time, the time we'll give you now, is 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. And here's another sound of England. The foghorns, yeah, the foghorns of the Mersey, or of the Thames Estuary, actually of the Mersey, because you've all heard of the Mersey sound. We're going to bring you one of the genuine Mersey sounds now, Jerry and the Pacemakers. But remember, they don't all come from Liverpool, the pop singers. A lot of them come from places like Newcastle and London and, well, the south of England too. But Jerry, along with the Beatles, really do come from Liverpool. And his latest disc, number 20 in the English charts, is very typical of the scene as it is at home for Jerry. Ferry across the Mersey.
Life goes on day after day. I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So fairy,
Jerry and his ferry across the Mersey. The title song from a film that Jerry's just made and is currently being a very successful box office hit here in England. I like it, you like it, and no doubt they like it over here too, because although it's number 20, it's rising up, up, up here in England.
And now, ladies, we're taking you over to a typical Omo household on wash day.
Ow!
What's the matter, Mummy's little lamb?
Where did you put my shirt? Here. What's that?
The Omo Brightness, dear.
Ah.
Omo adds brightness to cleanness and whiteness.
Oh, there's my shirt.
Cool.
Ain't it bright?
Omo washes not only clean, not only white, but bright.
Yeah. Where did the Omo brightness come from, Mummy?
It's in every packet of Omo, dear.
Ah. Omo adds bright, bright, brightness.
He's got a lovely voice.
Omo adds bright, bright, brightness.
And if you want brightness, this is the show. The show with the sounds of the swinging UK. And this is John Benson.
Here's the latest weather word on wonderful Radio London.
Well, we can't give you an exact weather forecast because we haven't got it right now, because this is just, as you know, a pilot program. And I can tell you what the temperature is. It's 30 degrees outside, which is 2 degrees below zero. Very, very chilly in anybody's language. We're going to brighten things up and warm things up, I think, now with number 19 in the English charts. Those mean, moody, magnificent blues. And go now.
We've already said
that's a new group to the English scene, the Moody Blues with Go Now. And number 19 with their first record's pretty good going in anybody's language.
Are you Bonsworthy? And that means, does your nut inspire gasps of admiration from the opposite, dare I say it, sex? No? Then you're not Bonsworthy, and you haven't yet used Vaseline hair cream. That's right, Vaseline hair cream. Because only with Vaseline hair cream can you get that smooth, sleek, just combed look. And that's because Vaseline hair cream is moisturized to control your hair the way you want it. And, of course, the way the little darlings want it, too. So pass the Bunsworthy test with flying colors by flying, driving, or just plain walking to your nearest chemist, hairdresser, or grocer tomorrow and buying the junior jar of Vaseline hair cream at 1 9d, or the large jar at 2 8d.
I think a little translation's needed there. A bonce is your head, and on your bonce you wear a titfur. A titfur's a hat. So remember, when you come over here to England for a little holiday, perhaps next summer, put a titfur on your bonce. And by the way, 2 8d is 2 shillings. 2 shillings and 8d. Now, let's see what we've got spinning round on the turntable now. It's Adam Faith at number 17. Number 17 because we're missing 18. Remember, we're only playing the English discs in the English Top 20 as it stands this week. And number 18 is Jim Reeves, There's a Heartache Following Me. So, therefore, number 17 is Adam Faith with a message to Martha. See, I told you we got Faith in today's program. If you land in there, you'll see just what I mean.
Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky blue.
Biggest names in the English pop scene. Adam Faith, his real name, by the way, girls, is Terry Nellums, and he's got a really lean, hungry look. This is the kind of gen you get on the swinging UK show.
Wonderful Radio London.
The Shadows. Now, you've heard of The Shadows before because they've often backed Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard, another big name on the English scene. The Shadows, who often make records on their own, as they have done now with a number called Genie with a Light Brown Lamp. It's number 16 right now, and The Shadows are playing in pantomime. I'll tell you what pantomime is after we've heard from The Shadows. Shadows, one of our leading instrumental groups, this time on their own knob with Cliff Richard at number 16 in the English charts, Genie with a Light Brown Lamp. Well, look who's just run into the swinging UK studio. It's those Kinks from London town. Come over here, boys, and have a word with me. Now, Ray, first of all, where do you come from?
We come from London, England.
Mm. This
North is London, pardon?
North London.
Yeah.
This is a long way from Liverpool.
Oh, yes, yeah, nice distance away.
Would you say that you're a genuine Cockney?
No, not really. I'm a sort of dull suburbanite, you know.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't say dull. How did the group start?
Well, we started playing art school. We met, you know, and it was a giggle at first, and then we started doing it for money, semi-professionally. And then we got a manager, signed contracts. Ta-da.
Boys, you're going to America quite soon. Have you got a word for the people in the States?
yeah. How's it going? You know, all the best. Hope you're getting on very well. And I wish I knew where Detroit was.
Well, thank you, boys. And listen, if you want to tell them where Detroit is, and I'm sure you know, why don't you just write to us. And you know where it is, don't you? Stay with us right here.
If you're feeling down, come on and get happy. Woo! With wonderful Radio London.
Yes, get with it right here. This is the place, the Swinging UK Show, bringing you the top English discs from top to bottom. The top 20 English discs as they are this week. Now, where were we? Last time you played one was number 16, The Shadows, Genie with a Light Brown Lamp. Number 15 is an American one, Pretty Woman with Roy Orbison. Number 14, What Have They Done to the Rain with The Searchers, and that's the one coming up now. The Searchers are another group straight from Liverpool. What Have They Done to the Rain?
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sun. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain?
The Searchers, What Have They Done to the Rain? Number 14, and listen, we've got some more Jen coming up on the Swinging UK Show, because in a few minutes' time, we've got the Rolling Stones coming in for an exclusive interview. But in the meantime, we're going to play you number 12, which is the position of the Stones in the charts this week. We're going to miss number 13, because number 13 over here is Elvis doing Blue Christmas. Elvis, of course, comes from your side. We're not going to play American disc, it's just the English one. So let's roll on with those Rolling Stones, and that little red rooster comes clucking right in here. Number 12.
Too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day.
The Rolling Stones and Little Red Rooster. And by the way, Mick Jagger of the Stones is voted the number one pop singer in the New Musical Express, one of our top English trade papers. So bear in mind, number 12, The Stones and Little Red Rooster, and these are the sounds of the swinging UK.
This is Wonderful Radio London, where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
And what do you know, just walked into the swinging UK studios are just about one of Britain's hottest groups. It's the Rolling Stones. Boys, come over here and introduce yourselves.
Bill Wyman.
Mick Jagger.
Charlie Watts.
Keith Richard.
How did it all start? I mean, where did you get your first big break together?
Well, the first time we ever played together was at a jazz club called The Marquee in London. But really where things started happening was at Richmond, which is in West London.
Well, last month, you as a group won the Melody Maker National Award Poem. Melody Maker, incidentally, is one of our leading music papers in England. You won the poll as the number one group in this country over the Beatles. Now, Keith, what are you going to say about that?
It's great, isn't it? Really, no, it's marvellous, you know.
Now, thanks very much, boys, indeed, for dropping in and having a word with us. I think we ought to explain that that crinkling paper was those fish and chips they're eating. They just love fish and chips. We are pressing on now with number 11 now. It's Sandy Shaw doing it all again with Girl, Don't Come.
Some distant bell starts chiming now. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. Girl, don't come. Girl, don't come.
Number 11, lovely Sandy Shaw from London Town and Girl, Don't Come. You must remember her last big hit, Always Something There to Remind Me. And by the way, the key to her success must be that she's got the same manager as Adam Faith. And I'm a lucky man here too, because I've got one of Britain's lady disc jockeys sitting right next to me on my right here, on my left, yes. I'm going out of my mind. Her name's Dee Shenderry. Dee, where do you come from?
I come from London as well.
Where were you born?
I was born in a castle in Oxfordshire.
In a castle?
Mm.
A genuine castle?
It's a genuine castle, yes.
When was the castle first built?
I don't know, I wasn't there. I was born later.
What sort of period was it? I mean, has it got sort of fortresses and turrets and things like that?
I can't really remember. I was very young at the time, you know, when I was there.
That's understandable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're an expert on all the pop phrases too, mm-hmm. aren't you? As a matter of fact, that dress you're wearing looks a bit kinky. Is there some sort of reason for wearing these this all-black outfit?
Yes, I have to have a gimmick. Everybody has to have a gimmick, is it? And my gimmick is that I wear black, and I'm called the girl in black.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within reason, you know.
Indeed, that's a very good reason, actually. These are expressions, you know, these expressions that are very current with the kids over here now. Mm. Give me one or two.
Well, the ones that the Beatles make popular are really the best, and the one which they say, you know, if something's really great, they call it herbal.
Herbal?
Herbal,
okay.
Yes.
Mm.
And
one
if it's
more?
Really terrible, it's grotty.
Grotty's bad?
Yeah, grotty's very bad. Well, gear, I think gear everybody knows now.
Uh-huh.
Something's gear, it's the best.
All right, well, introduce us now to something herbal. But before you do, remember where you are.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
On Wonderful Radio London.
And the something herbal I'd like to introduce is the number 8 record in the British charts. It's The Bachelors. Appeal to all the girls with no arms can ever hold you.
Can ever hold you like these arms of mine. No heart can ever love you like this heart of mine. My dreams can all come true if you care for me
Emerald Isle, The Bachelors with No Arms Can Ever Hold You. And I got a bit of information here, a little bit of gen. That's another word for information. The Bachelors are about to buy one of the radio pirate ships that are parked off the Thames Estuary at the moment called Radio Invicta. If this kind of thing goes on, commercial radio could actually happen here.
Wonderful Radio.
Radio time, chime, chime time. You're swinging UK time, 16 minutes past 12 o'clock now, and the temperature, they tell me outside, is 34 degrees, which means it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer inside, too, because here's number 7, Cliff Richard. I could easily fall.
If you should tell me that I'll always be the one you'll always love so true,
Cliff Richard, number 7, and I could easily fall. You could fall for us, provided, of course, you stay right here with us, right here now.
Wonderful Radio London!
Yes, the sounds of the swinging UK, the sounds of the top 20 from England. And here we go with Georgie Fame, who's got tired of the three guitar sound and looked for something different. And my goodness me, he's done it, because he's got to number 6 in the British charts with a little number called Yeah Yeah. Could be something good. What do you say, Georgie? Fame and Fortune?
Every evening, when all my days work is through, I call my baby and let's go watch her with you. I met some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, this is a groovy hi-fi. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and
Georgie Fame with Yeah Yeah. And he comes from Lee in Lancashire. By the way, he thinks the Marvelettes from Detroit, Michigan are absolutely marvelous. Okay, Lee, Lancashire, not too far from Liverpool, where the big sound comes from. This little lady comes from London, but she's gone and married a Frenchman. So she's gone just a little bit further than downtown. She's gone right over there to the south of France.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there.
Number 2, Petula Clark, and she's gone downtown. Are we keeping you up with the British Top 20? We are? All right? All right.
Esta es la estación número una in London, England. Es mi favorita.
Wonderful Radio London. Olay!
And we've made it. Here we are at number 1. Number 1, and I suppose it was inevitable.
Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's
it. I Feel Fine, number one in the British top in the British top 20. And that's the scene as it stands this week. The top 20 records and all the gin from the swinging UK. This is John Benson saying till next time, cheerio, pip, pip, so long.